Your relationship with your body is the longest relationship you will ever be in. You must have unconditional permission to eat in order to make peace with food. What is your self-talk like about your body? If you wouldn't say that to a loved one about their body, what makes it okay to say it to yourself? This is a safe virtual space where we are going to dig into deep heart-to-heart combos that all come back to our relationships with food and body. Welcome back to another episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt, and I am delighted that you're here. Most of you are probably listening to this, but for those of you who are watching this, cheers from my beautiful hot latte. Okay, so today, well, technically tomorrow is Thanksgiving, but what a perfect time to talk about today's topic we're going to get into is the Intuitive Eaters Holiday Bill of Rights. I did not create this. This was created by Evelyn Triboli, who is one of the co-founders of Intuitive Eating. So we are going to get into it. But before we do that, we have to start with our Find Food Freedom win of the week. And this one hits very close to home because for those of you who are OG listeners or you listen every week, a couple weeks ago, I put out an episode where I shared a very personal story of a loved one at a family wedding asking me if I was pregnant and pointing to my belly region. So I got this direct message from, I know that they're a client of Find Food Freedom. I don't work with them personally. They actually work with Julie, our lead dietitian. But I DM with a lot of our clients and community. But this is what she wrote. She said, so to your latest post and podcast, a kid literally today asked me if I was pregnant. And she's a teacher, to give context. 100% not. But the amount of self-efficacy it took to pull myself out of it and carry on. If it wasn't for Find Food Freedom, I would have completely crumbled. And when I could do like a part two to that podcast episode because I put up like a question box that was like, have you ever been asked if you were pregnant when you weren't? And I want to be clear to follow up that episode. Like, obviously, I just gave birth 7 months ago and my body has changed. But this happens to everyone, whether you've given birth or not. And I want to make that very clear is this is not just for people who have had a baby and still have a postpartum, you know, body. This happens to people all the time. And it's not okay. And this person in particular, they had listened to my podcast episode about me sharing my experience with this and how I handled it, how I processed it, how I didn't let it completely derail my night, but honestly, how it still hurt and talking about that. So anyways, this win of the week, although it is still so royally fucked up that people ask people if they're pregnant, it was a win in the sense of this client of ours felt so supported, one, because of the podcast episode, but two, because she has that one-on-one counseling support where she could come to our dietitian, where she could talk about this, work through it, process it, etc. So if you're listening to this and you're like, wait, what? How do I work with your team? Please know that we take one-on-one or we do one-on-one counseling and take health insurance. So many people have these benefits with their health insurance and have no idea until they let us check their benefits. You can click the link in the show notes. You can go to Instagram. You can go to TikTok. You can go anywhere on the interwebs that our Find Food Freedom account lives, and you will find that link. Again, you can click in the show notes or go to bit.ly/FFF insurance. Check your benefits. Let us support you, especially this time of year when it comes to holidays, which we're going to get into today. And, you know, just the shit that comes along with holidays, the stress, the family comments, the new year, new you bullshit rhetoric, like all of that stuff. This time of year is the best time to get support. And I find that people think the opposite. Like they think like, oh, I don't have time. I'm too busy, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, this is the best time because there's so many additional triggers. I'm just noticing as I'm speaking today. So I am sick. My children are sick and I sound like three octaves lower than I usually do, which is It's kind of sexy. Who knows? ASMR. Okay, here we go. So let's get into the Intuitive Eaters Holiday Bill of Rights. I want to say a shout out to Claire, who is one of our dietitians on the Fine Food Freedom team. And this week on our weekly team meeting, we always rotate who shares a resource. And what I mean by that is, as a counselor, as a provider, like, you have your tried and true resources that you love to use with clients, right? Like, you know what works, you know what you like, you know what has your clients having those light bulb moments. And so this week, Claire had presented this to our team, and I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot about this resource. It's such a good one. And so I'm so grateful to our team to consistently and constantly be learning from them as well. All right. So like I said, this is from Evelyn Tribbley. Like, the words I am reading, please hear me loud and clear that this is cited from Evelyn herself, one of the co-founders of Intuitive Eating. And this is something that she created. I'm going to read the intro and then we'll talk about it. So she said, what if peace on earth could begin at the dinner table? Imagine experiencing an inner peace free from incessant worry about what to eat. It's hard to enjoy the holidays when you are preoccupied with eating or worried about what to say to relatives who have an annual tradition of telling you what and how to eat. Okay. So, let's get into it. She basically has these seven, she calls them Bill of Rights, that are just great gentle reminders. And I would love for you to know that not only right now can you listen to this podcast episode, but this is a very helpful episode to keep in your back pocket for Christmas, for Hanukkah, for Kwanzaa, for holidays that are nowhere near the December months of the year, to make sure that you remind yourself that you can have inner peace around food. You deserve it. You've been working on it, and to not let others disrupt your peace. So let's get into it. Okay. Number one, you have the right to savor your meal without judgment, without discussion of how many calories have been eaten or the amount of exercise that needs to burn these said calories on or off. So I think centering that, like, for your holidays, and knowing you have the right to enjoy your meal, satisfaction, savoring, taste. I want to encourage you to center this idea of when you sit down for a holiday meal, to be very present, to ask yourself, what does this taste like? What is the mouthfeel? What is the texture? What is the temperature? Does this meet my expectations? The more you have these questions, not from an obsessive point of view, but to pull you into the present. And me asking those questions, that actually comes from one of our counseling sheets, that when people really struggle to be present in their eating experiences, we have a couple different things that we do to get them present. And so I want to encourage you to really center that. The more present you are with your food, the more you'll enjoy it. Because if you're not present, there's a good chance you're in your head saying, I shouldn't be eating this. Why am I eating this? I can't wait to burn this off. Da, 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 all those things. So be present. What does your food taste like? What is the texture, the taste, the mouthfeel, the temperature? Is it meeting your expectations? Run through those as you are sitting with your meal. Two, you have the right to enjoy seconds or thirds or however many helpings you want without an apology or an explanation. Whether that's a family member making a comment saying like, oh, are you sure you need more? Fuck off, Aunt Susan. Yes, I don't need to explain it to you. I want more. Okay. Next up, number three, you have the right to honor your fullness, even if that means saying no thank you to dessert or a second helping of food. This is where, like, between two and three, I think people think food freedom means saying yes to all the food. And don't get me wrong, you have unconditional permission to eat. But food freedom is also being able to say no when we don't want it. So if your Aunt Susan is saying, oh, you have to try this dessert. I made it. It's the best. And you're like, I don't fucking want that. Or like, I'm full. I don't need it. You have the right to say no. And I mean that. Like, because I remember going through my food freedom journey and like thinking I had to say yes, or like feeling like I'm going to miss out if I don't say yes. Take a deep breath, calm yourself, ground yourself, and remind yourself that food is going to be there. And that's a great way to kind of calm Aunt Susan down and say, Aunt Susan, I'm so full right now that I'm not even going to be able to enjoy that dessert. Could you please box up a piece for me of that cake or whatever it is? I would love to try it tomorrow when I'm actually hungry. And that, and I will let you know how it is. I'll text you. I think it's so important to practice these kind of boundaries with family members that are food pushers, but then even for yourself, because you might not have people pushing food on you, but there might be that voice in your head that was like, I need to eat, I need to eat, I need to eat. Calm yourself. If you are full, you are allowed to respect that and say, hey, I can come back in an hour. I can come back in 2 hours. I can come back tomorrow. That's not a restriction. Please note that that's very different. The intention is not, I'm not allowed to have this. It's, I'm recognizing my fullness. I think I'll feel physically unpleasant if I continue to eat. And I'm going to take a pause and know that I can come back to this food whenever I want it. Two very different things. Okay, number four, it is not your responsibility to make someone happy by overeating, even if it took hours to prepare a specialty holiday dish. Okay, so I just clearly went through that before reading number four. So this goes back to Aunt Susan, like if you have food pushers, or even if they're not a pusher, right? Maybe you know, like, this is how this family member shows love is through food. Like I can think of like grandparents and people in my life, right? That like, that's how they show love. And you feel like you're literally disappointing them or hurting their feelings. And again, this is where you can say like what I just said, not even to a food pusher, right? To someone who's emotionally tied to the food of like, you know that I love this food more than anything. And I am so grateful that you made it. I ended up eating so much that I'm full right now. And not even so much. I just ate to a place of fullness. And so if I go to eat this helping, it's actually going to make me uncomfortable and I'm not even going to enjoy it. So let me box up a meal for tomorrow and I will make sure to start with this. And I cannot wait to eat X, Y, and Z tomorrow, right? These are great ways that you're validating the person and how much love is poured into that food. And you're staying true to yourself and your hunger and your fullness, and you're respecting that. Number five, you have the right to say no thank you without explanation when offered more food. So I love that we're kind of covering all of this, because obviously in the previous one, I'm like helping you validate their emotions. First of all, it's not your responsibility to make anyone feel a certain way or to like coddle people around this, right? Especially when you're newer into the intuitive eating journey. I can't stress that enough. Like, it's hard. You're getting thrown into trigger central with all the different foods, all the stuff around, all the holiday BS comments. We got politics circulating this year. Like, it's election year. It's just, it's a lot. So give yourself the okay to say, I can say no, thank you. Or just two letters. I can say no. One word. No. Obviously, no thank you might sound a little more pleasant, but you have the right to say no thank you and just leave it at that. You don't have to explain anything. Again, it's so hard with these because I know that I'm talking to thousands of people right now, and all of you have such different relationships with different family members, different foods, right? You're at a different point in your journey. So this is so individualized. So I'm trying to give you all of the different scenarios that could come up so you feel most comfortable in these settings. And remember, that's going to change day to day, depending on what's going on in your life too. All right, six, you have the right to stick to your original answer of no, even if you are asked multiple times, just calmly and politely repeat, no, thank you, really. And this might sound redundant as I'm moving through these Bill of Rights, but Evelyn knows best because she's been doing this for a long time since, you know, they wrote the book in 1995, right? Intuitive Eating was written then. So the reason why there's so much emphasis on this is you might have a family member. Come on, just have a piece of pie. What, are you dieting again? You're not allowed to have the pie? Come on, I put so much effort into this. Come on, this is your favorite. And you might go through different convos and then they come back to it and they're still pushing. Come on. There might be a point where you're just like, oh my God, I just want to fucking say yes. So they shut the fuck up. And I get that, right? But hold your ground. No, thank you, really. And please remember, this is my favorite mantra. The comments from your loved ones about food or body image, but let's keep it to food here. The comments from your loved ones about what you are eating are a direct reflection on their relationship with food and have nothing to do with you. And I remind you of this because when you have a food pusher, right, a family member that pushes and pushes and pushes and pushes, there's many different reasons for this. One, they might be doing it because they need permission to eat more. They feel like, well, if I'm going to be eating the pie or the second piece of pie or the second helping of this, like I need to know that Sam's going to do it too. I don't want to be the only one doing this, right? It could be tied to because they love food and they love to show love through food. So they don't feel love if you're not consuming food. That could be like a love language type thing. They could just love to get under your skin and know that, oh, Sam's going to get real triggered and I'm going to really stir the pot if I just keep making these comments. And it's funny because if in the past that would have maybe really triggered you, and maybe it is still getting under your skin, but you just sit there and say, no, thanks. And you continue to repeat that. They're like, fuck, she did it. And you teach people how to treat you. So the more that you hold those boundaries, the better. And again, if you want the second piece of pie, like we said from the very beginning, remember that was before all these like ways to say no to things, but knowing like you have the right to enjoy whatever you want without explanation, without apology. But as we go through these other Bill of Rights that are talking about saying no, or you are full and respecting the fullness, I think one of the hardest things during the holidays is like, we're not in our safe environments. We're not alone. We're not able to listen to our internal cues as much because we have these external influences, other people's comments, right? Maybe more indulgent foods or more fear foods around. So that's kind of heightening a trigger and things like that. All right. Number 7, which I love this one. You have the right to eat pumpkin pie for breakfast. You could sub anything in for pumpkin pie. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if this is a hot take. I'm not a big pumpkin pie girly. Sorry, as I sip my coffee. I've always was the apple pie girly. I'm just not a big pie person. Like, I don't know if I haven't had the right pies. I do like apple pies because they have like the crispy, almost like a casserole, like a chicken pot pie, right? That flaky like top. That to me is like delicious with like some vanilla ice cream. But a pumpkin pie, honestly, like I'm getting grossed out a little bit. The thought of like it just looks like canned pumpkin like sitting on top of a crust. And I'm not trying to yuck your yum, right? Okay, this is a very teachable moment, okay? You are allowed to have preferences. Let's add that into the Bill of Rights, right? Like, you might be like, I fucking love pumpkin pie. I look forward to this. You want to know what I love? I love a box of, is it Stouffer's stuffing with mashed potatoes, and you just fucking mix it all together and eat it. Like, I don't need turkey. I don't even say you like cranberries. That like disgusts me. And the pumpkin pie, I could do without it. Give me my stuffing. Give me my mashed potatoes. Mix it up and let me sit there with a ladle. Okay. So let's walk through what just happened. I have preferences, and guess what? You do too. And guess what? You're allowed to have different preferences than me. So the reason I bring this up, you are allowed to eat whatever the fuck you want, whenever the fuck you want throughout the day on not only Thanksgiving, but 365 days of the year. And that is why I love the holidays, because as you learn on your intuitive eating journey, as you grow on your intuitive eating journey, the holidays are the best time to experiment with intuitive eating, to challenge yourself, to see how far you've gone on your intuitive eating journey. Be like, oh my gosh, I really don't have guilt and shame with food anymore. Like, look how much I'm enjoying this. Look how much I'm being present. And that is something that I think is so cool about the holidays. And that is why it is also equally important to get professional support on the holidays, because when you do that, you have a professional to talk through these things with, to recognize your growth, to recognize your progress. And so, like I said at the beginning of this episode, yes, we take health insurance, but also we do have a round of group coaching that we are enrolling for right now. So please, please, please head over to Instagram, which is at find.food.freedom, apply for our group coaching program. Get support. The group kicks off in January, so we would absolutely love to start supporting you during the new year when times are crazy in diet culture. Okay, so last point on here that Evelyn wrote, remember, no one except for you knows how you feel both emotionally and physically. Only you can be the expert of your body, which requires inner attunement rather than external well-meaning suggestions from family. So I love how Evelyn wraps it up. I hope this holiday Bill of Rights, the Intuitive Eaters Holiday Bill of Rights, you find helpful. Carry this through not only Thanksgiving, but also through Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's, and 365 days of the year. These things are applicable for not just the holidays. So I thank you for being here with me. If you found this helpful, please comment, rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Let us know what you liked and let us know what you want to hear more of. The more I hear from you, the more I can help you. So I am so grateful for you being here. And I hope you have a freaking fantastic Thanksgiving and holiday season. I will see you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast.